The regular occurrence of mass shootings in America has made response training common, but it's grown beyond lockdowns and waiting for law enforcement. University of Alaska Fairbanks Instructor of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Sean McGee emphasizes that the first step is psychological readiness.
Playing that little internal game about, you know, if it happens, what will I do? If we can do that, then we start winning the battle.
McGee says being confronted with violence involves potentially overwhelming stress, and you have to have a very basic plan to increase survival odds.
If I can keep something simple like run, hide, fight, there's a good chance that you'll remember that when everything else is kind of shut down in your brain.
The other presenter at the UAF Active Killing Event Training, University Police Chief Steve Goetz, underscores that actual shootings are very different than the on-screen violence most people are accustomed to.
A real person losing their life as opposed to a movie, right? And it feels a lot different, it looks a lot different. You know, you have to overcome it somehow.
Goetz and McGee talk through basic response steps from calling 911 to finding escape routes and hiding places, barricading doors, and even fighting back. Goetz told the audience anything goes when it comes to surviving, and you have to work as a team to take down an attacker.
You know, there's two big burly dudes right there. They're going to help me take this guy down physically, right? Meanwhile, you six or seven people over there, I want you to grab anything heavy and hard, maybe one of those metal water bottles or whatever it is, and as soon as that guy comes through the door, your job is to throw all this stuff at him.
The UAF training was timely in light of last week's Florida school shooting, but Goetz says it was not held in reaction to it, but part of a regular series of active killing event trainings. He says UAF has also established a behavioral intervention team that uses public tips to identify individuals who could turn violent.
If you don't feel comfortable directly addressing a person, refer it to us, because one of us are going to contact him. Or use a surrogate to contact him to see how he's really doing or she's really doing, depending on what the situation is.
Goetz says the behavioral intervention team meets weekly to discuss people who might be at risk of hurting others or themselves. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.